Zimbabweans might remember the glory days of female athletes characterized by achievements from yesteryear trailblazers like long-distance runner Julia Sakala, diver and swimmer Tracy Cox-Smith, and Cara Black, who made great inroads into the world of tennis with her brothers Wayne and Byron. The younger generation is aware of Kirsty Coventry's swimming exploits in the Athens and Beijing Olympics. These women are just but a few representing the millions of women who have shown that with a bit of support and facilities, it is possible for women to be celebrated sportspersons. Precious Mudenge, a local netball coach, says sport today is a profession and a business. Mudenge says as an economic activity, authorities should bear in mind that sports contributes to economic growth of any given nation at individual and national levels.
The government is not doing enough in terms of looking after women's sport, because at the moment there are no women who can live fully and depend on sport, so that at least women can also at the end of the day benefit out of it.
Sakile Ndlovu, a budding local athlete, says it is time for the government and the public to give female athletes a chance to excel in areas they are talented in, as this helps in enhancing their ability to be self-reliant.
Sports helps women to keep fit and healthy. It's good because women meet and discuss a lot of things when they are on sports. Government, it seems the government is not realizing women in sports. I think they need to put more money and facilities to help women in training.
This view was echoed by Lorraine Moyo, a Bulawayo resident, who says women should be encouraged to take up sporting activities in order to socialize, keep fit, and fight diseases that emanate from a lifestyle lacking exercise. She says this should also include encouraging women to go to sports stadia to support various clubs.
Women in sports in Zimbabwe, it's not really taken seriously. They're being prejudiced of their rights to do sports, even to go and watch the sports. I think there is no harm in women watching the sports and or even participating in sports.
Mudenge adds that while it is admirable that government seeks to nurture sporting talent in schools, this is no reason to merge education and sport into one ministry, as sport, especially for women, suffers in the mix. Nobala Ncube, a resident, says women's sports need support not only from the government and public, but also from the corporate sector.
Sports must involve the business community. Sports is no longer a way of entertainment, but now a business. Therefore, business corporate must be involved both in supporting and in identifying the talents.
Critics say Zimbabwe came out of the London 2012 Olympics without a medal because of lack of financial support for athletes and lack of coordination in the sports sector. With more financial support from government and training facilities, Zimbabwe's women have the ability to bring back the glory days. Reporting for Studio 7 in Bulawayo, this is Notando Spanda.